You are listening to a Hillbilly Horror Stories Patreon bonus preview. If you like what you're hearing, stick around to the end to find out how you can get more. Hey guys, welcome to episode 1564 of Hillbilly Shorts.
Hey guys.
Tracy, I found a list, and this is funny because it's actually from a site called Pets Reporter, but this has nothing to do with pets. It's People share freaky stories that make us wonder if we're living in the Matrix.
Well, that is, that don't go together.
It says, have you ever lived through a moment so weird that it made you wonder if you were somehow inside of a simulation? Everybody's had at least one wacky moment that prompts us to make Matrix references, even if we don't believe that that's really possible. But what about those twists of fate that are so bizarre that actually make you rethink your entire perception of reality? These stories illustrate real people's experiences with the mysterious, freaky, and totally unexplained moments that make us question reality.
Wow. So this, a lot of things make me question reality. Just saying.
So the first one is called Dream a Little Dream of Me. Everybody's had at least one dream that feels scarily real. No matter what you dreamed about, pretty much everyone can relate to the moment when you wake up searching for evidence that your super vivid dream didn't actually happen. So here's the story. About 2 years into my relationship with my girlfriend, we'll call her Susan, I had a dream about my ex. The dream went like this. I was in my room, slamming my ex. I'll only assume. I knew I was cheating on Susan, but I didn't care. So in the middle of it, I look over to the window, which you can see from the back porch that I was on, and Susan is there, watching us, crying and mortified. I then woke up. I thought it was a weird dream, but I dismissed it. A few days go by, and Susan and I are hanging out in my room. She brings up this weird dream she had a few days prior, and she describes my exact dream.
Oh.
Except from her point of view, looking through the window.
Oh my gosh.
It freaked me the hell out. Didn't say anything about it at the time, but I still haven't said anything. It still weirds me out.
That is very weird. How is that even possible?
So they basically had the exact same dream, except his was from his viewpoint and hers was from her viewpoint.
Oh my God. That is so weird. Who was it that said, if you put a dog bone under your pillow, you and your dog can have the same dream?
I've never heard that in my life. What the
hell? I did hear it somewhere, but I don't remember where.
All right, but what if you dreamed something that actually came true? Let's be honest. That would be wacky even if you had an awesome dream. Well, I've sure enough dreamt about winning the lottery enough times. No. Wacky or not, I'll take it.
No doubt.
But we've all had plenty of nightmares that we would never want to recreate in real life. And it's even more disturbing when those kinds of dreams come true, as they did in this guy's experience. Where did the Tooth Fairy myth come from? And how did it become so popular across the globe? We didn't know either, so we checked it out. And it dates back to the Middle Ages in Europe, when different superstitions about baby teeth were prevalent. In the modern age, parents believe this mythical figure provides kids with a certain comfort when they start losing their teeth. Of course, there comes a time when we grow up and learn the Tooth Fairy isn't real, and it was just our parents leaving money under our pillow.
Wait, what? You better be playing.
It's around the same time that we learned that...
Don't you say it.
Santa isn't real.
I'm gonna punch you in your face.
This person, however, had something truly astonishing happen to him. When he knocked out a tooth as an adult, another one grew in its place. How much money do you get from the Tooth Fairy for that? This one says, so this is the story. Knocked out a baby front tooth early in elementary school. Adult tooth grew in. I knocked out the same tooth a couple of years later. Another adult tooth grew in.
In the same spot.
Clearly, this is a Tooth Fairy and she likes me. She gave me money and another tooth for free.
Clearly, you're a freak.
Is that possible, do you think?
No.
You don't think it's possible that by some fluke that another tooth grew
back? I mean, I guess it could. I mean, I'd have to look at x-rays and see if there's another tooth up in there. I mean, it is possible, but that's really weird. Well, good for them. Hey, bring it on, Tooth Fairy.
Anyway, that wraps up this one. We'll be back tomorrow. I got some more of these.
All right, honey.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 1565 of Hillbilly Shorts.
What up, y'all?
All right, so we're back with more Matrix-type stuff. First off, we don't know when this story took place, but it must have been a while ago because video stores aren't really a big thing anymore. I don't know about you, but I miss the times before streaming services when we used to go to the local video store and with our parents and choose one movie to watch.
Those were the good old days.
This girl says, I used to work at a video store. Dad and daughter came in to rent a movie. I jokingly told them they had a late fee of $898.58 on their account. Shit. They both looked at me in shock. I told them I was just joking. Dad tells me that his daughter just got her first paycheck, and she brings it up to show me the exact amount was $898.58.
How is that possible?
I don't know. Maybe this father and his daughter decided to rent a movie that night to celebrate the daughter's first paycheck. That's a milestone that calls for celebration. Mm-hmm. I think the biggest question here is why did the young lady say $898.58 out of all the numbers
for real
that they could have thought of? That's a very specific number. Seriously, what are the chances of that happening?
You know, remember the other day, I don't know who you were talking to about the late library book.
Yeah.
I just wonder how much that would be in late fees.
I think after a certain period of time, they just charge you for the book.
Oh.
I remember I was watching, this was probably 8 years ago, 9 years ago. Mm-hmm. But when we first moved back from the Virgin Islands, so it was 2014, I was watching, we were in the store working with Trey. You mm-hmm. remember Trey?
Yep.
And we were moving something together, me and him, like moving a couch. Mm-hmm. We were carrying it from the back room to the front room. When we came in, there was a game show on. And I can't remember if it was like, I can't remember what game show it was. But it was one of those situations where the host said, whoever comes closest to this amount. Mm-hmm. And it was five numbers. So it would have been like 10,585, whatever. There were no numbers up on the screen. And I guessed a number, and it was the exact number. There was nothing, and Trey was like, how in the hell did you do that? And it was like a live game show, so it wouldn't tape, but...
You're kind of creepy.
I was kind of proud of that one.
Yeah, you should be.
Time is playing tricks on us. Even though high school was a long time ago, for some of us, more than others.
Ugh. Thanks for bringing that up.
We still remember what it was like sitting in class, waiting for it to end, and feeling like time was standing still. This person had the same feeling in a computer science class taught by a TA with poor English and poor teaching skills. I was sitting in a comp sci class taught by a TA, which is teaching assistant, with a poor command of English. No one in the class could understand a word, and it was painful to sit through. After about an hour of staring at my watch, I thought loudly to myself, time could not be moving any slower than it is. Right now. Right as I thought the now, my heavy crystal watch face split from the top to the bottom directly down the center. I didn't move or touch it in any way.
What the heck?
They were staring at their watch thinking how time could not be move any slower when their watch just cracked in the middle from top to bottom. It's as if this person dared time to move slower. And his watch said, hold my beer. I made that part up. And his watch was doing its best to stop moving when it just split and cracked under pressure.
Dude.
What if it was a Queen or David Bowie watch, too? That would be even more
yeah.
impressive.
That's pretty crazy.
What's crazy is when we were watching Mysteries in the Museum earlier, and they were talking about that picture of...
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln's wife. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how she had the picture made from a spiritualist, and it's a picture of her, and it's a faint in the background picture of Abraham Lincoln with his hands around her. Mm-hmm. And they were trying to debate whether the picture was actually real or whether the guy used double exposures.
I don't know, but if he did that, he's good. Because it totally looked so real. But it was just, it's a very cool thing.
It was very cool. And she grew up here in Lexington. Because obviously her house, the Mary Todd Lincoln house, is right next to Rupp Arena.
Yep. Sure enough.
So I don't know why we care about who his wife was. Some first ladies were way more important than others. Like, none of them.
Oh, Jesus.
No, I'm just kidding. What's her name? Who was the real ugly one?
Jerry Pauley.
What was her name? Eleanor Roosevelt. She accomplished a lot of stuff.
Why do you say she's ugly?
She was really ugly.
Well, that's mean.
Well, she's not around to hear it.
Her spirit could be.
She's not here, though. She's probably got other more important things to do.
Oh, my Lord.
Maybe she's hanging out at the beauty parlor. I don't know. Anyway, thank you guys so much. We love you. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Hey, guys. If you like what you just heard, we do 6 of those small bonus episodes every single week. We also do 2 full-length bonus episodes every month. We do a listener stories episode and then a story that's just like the ones you would typically hear on the regular feed. If you're interested in supporting us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com and look up Hillbilly Horror Stories, or go to hillbillyhorrorstories.com and there's a direct link right there. Thank you guys so much for what you do for us.